Blog Talk Radio.
IMTN Worldwide Radio, and tonight I'm going to talk a little business. And the title of this show is Why Start a Home-Based Business of Any Kind. And this is a show, this is actually a podcast. I don't plan on having any callers. I didn't promote this particular show tonight because I just wanted to get something out there in regards to this is a needed topic because of what's going on in the world today overall. Episode information, many people are worried about being laid off from their jobs or the company they work for will soon close its doors forever. Some feel that they are walking on eggshells to not get fired every day. What happens when the only money you make is from your job and the job is taken away? Bills still come. Rent is still due. Car payments, gas, insurance, they still have to be paid. You work really hard, but you can only make so much. Many people never get raises. Some people accept pay cuts for the sake of keeping their job. They don't mind working, but many people lose hope on enjoying their lives. They are just working to pay bills. If you could find something that would allow you to work on your own time, if the money was great, if you were never limited by anything, what would stop you from trying to work from home? Have you ever looked at options? There are thousands of franchises out there. Some have been in existence for over 75 years, and some are brand new. Tonight, I'm going to talk about just the fact of, is it an option for you? So tune in, listen in. Again, I didn't advertise this particular show tonight, but if you happen to be listening and you would like to call in and talk, 646-652-4479 is the number. So why start a home-based business of any kind? First and foremost, what would even be entailed in having a home-based business? A lot of people are afraid of starting a business because they feel that they either don't have time or they don't have the money or they don't have the knowledge. Those are three things. All of those issues can be fixed, though. And they're not really issues or obstacles because, again, would you rather work for yourself or work five part-time jobs just to make ends meet? You have to start weighing the good and the bad, the pros and the cons and things of that nature. So why start a home-based business, again, of any kind? Because working out of home doesn't necessarily mean anything in particular other than your office is your house. You could be a carpenter and work from home. You could be an electrician. You could be an air conditioner specialist, cooling and heating, right? You could be a plumber and work from home. I know a plumber who's been working from home for almost 40 years. He doesn't have an office anywhere in the city. He works from home. He has a home office, has a desk, has a computer, and he has a phone. He has a truck, has all the equipment. You see what I'm saying? Is there something that you can do better than most people, and can you make a business out of it? That's the question, okay? Because there's that end of it. Maybe you can cook. Maybe you can do hair. Maybe you can paint, okay? Now, what if you don't know how to do anything, okay? Then that is the option where you look at franchises that are out there that you feel that you can invest in, make it your own, and work it, and make money, because that's the reason that you start a home-based business. So you're not just doing it just because you haven't quit your day job yet, right? So whatever you do is going to be extra income. Extra money is good, right? Bills keep coming. You know, yes, gas is going lower, but still, it's still there, right? So what would be wrong with having a little extra money coming in each month? And again, what if you get laid off? What if you get fired? What if the company you work for closes? Some of the biggest corporations in the world have been laying off people in the last 3 years, haven't they? Walmart, the biggest retailer on earth, closing stores. Macy's, closing 40 more stores, added to the 40 or so that they closed last year. Do you know someone who works at Macy's? Have you ever shopped at Macy's? When Macy's is closing stores, that's an issue, don't you think? So why do you think your job is safe? CNN just laid off people in Atlanta. Again, Coca-Cola. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you have to really look at it. And again, a couple of years ago, Radio Shack went bankrupt, right? So, again, these are just some reasons why you should start a home-based business. Of course, the other reason would be tax benefits, but that's another show all in itself. So what I was going to do, I was going to do something a little different tonight, but I changed my mind last minute. And with the 53 minutes or so that I have, I'm going to talk about a franchise in general. Now, what I want everybody to do, if you're listening, is to go to one of my websites. It's called InnovativeEnterprises.com, and that's one E in the middle of that. Innovative Enterprises, all one word, and just one E in the middle, not two E's. It's not two separate words. I combined them. So it's InnovativeEnterprises.com. And there you'll see my business site where I help people start businesses from scratch, or I help people who have current businesses grow them, okay? And within that, I do everything from marketing and advertising, from conceptualization, from human resources type work, everything that you can think of, okay? That's if you're building something from yourself. Again, as I mentioned, maybe you're a painter, maybe you're good at construction, okay? But there is another option that, again, if you're a person that just wants something ready-made and you just sink your teeth into it and go, there is something that is an option. I'm going to just talk about it in general terms. And then at the end of the podcast, if you feel that it could be an option that you'd be interested in, of course, you can give me a call, 305-204-1826. Make sure you leave your name and the number, and I'll call you back. Okay. So this franchise is based out of New York. It's been around for 15 years now. Okay. This company has made millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in 15 years, and it's still going strong, okay? They've been featured in Inc. magazine almost a decade now, okay? When you're in Inc. magazine, you're a company that's privately owned that is being tracked in regards to everything that you do as a corporation, which means you have to be a real corporation to be tracked by Inc. magazine. They track your revenue, I should say. Well, income, revenue, same thing, I guess. The number of employees that you hire from 1 year to the next, your growth, expansion, all that stuff, okay? One of the things that is good to note about this particular corporation, that the Better Business Bureau credits them with the A-plus rating. Now, there's no company that has no faults whatsoever. There's always going to be at least one complaint, right? The thing of it is, A-plus kind of means you don't get that many. You see what I'm saying? So that's a real good thing. Plus, and I mentioned expansion, this company has international expansion going on in several countries, so it's just not in the United States, okay? Which means if you were to use this company as an option for your home-based business, you're also doing international business all of a sudden. Now, this particular corporation is based in direct sales, okay? Now, right off the bat, there's a lot of people who probably will turn themselves off from even listening anymore because they're like, oh, wow, direct sales, da, da, da. But you go to Walmart every day. you go to Best Buy. You go to companies. You spend money haphazardly almost to a point because of direct sales, basically. Want to know why? Because someone told you to go to that store to get something. Someone recommended that you go somewhere to get that product or that service or that special thing when you weren't going to do it, probably yourself. And you have to go somewhere to get it. Okay, someone else is making money off of you. Direct sales gives you the opportunity to turn that around and make money yourself doing the exact same thing. Now, think about industries that are out there that, you know, the average person can't be in. Sports, for instance, like the NFL. You know, combine's going on right now. The NFL draft is around the corner. But most of us are not athletic enough to play football. NFL makes $10 billion a year easily, right? But if you're not involved in that industry, you're not making any of that money. The movie industry, Star Wars is a billion-dollar movie. They're shooting the next one already. You know, they're going to do that third one. They have spinoffs already. Movie industry is $11 billion, but unless you're an actor or actress or director or grip or, you know, the person who's behind the scenes making the sandwiches on set, you're not making any of that $11 billion. The music industry, Grammys, music videos, things of that nature, performing on stage, $17 billion. But if you can't rap or sing, if you can't do those things, you can't participate. Direct sales makes over $182 billion every year. And that's something that you can participate in if you want to. Okay? This particular company, by the way, is number 84 in the world when it comes to the direct sales industry as far as a company ranking, and number 45 in North America. So that's pretty good. Now, with direct sales, now, again, the people who might have said, oh, I would never do direct sales, nobody does that kind of stuff. Think about the people who actually vouch for direct sales and actually have companies that are involved in direct sales. They've invested in it. People like Warren Buffett, one of the richest men on the planet. People like Robert Kiyosaki writes about network marketing all the time. Richard Branson, Jim Rohn, all these people who over the decades have made hundreds of millions of dollars doing stuff on their own, creating things, you see what I'm saying, and then selling them as an asset. Maybe you could do that with your home-based business if you wanted to. Now, again, why have an option at all to do something on your own? The typical person works a job, is working a minimum of 40 hours a week, right? They're doing that for at least 40 years, the average person now, okay? And then when they retire, they're retiring at 40% of what they made. Okay, I remember getting my little letter in the mail saying at the time, I'm going to earn $900 a month for the rest of my life whenever I do decide to retire. $900 a month. $900 a month. Most people, when they retire, they can't live on whatever they're retiring on, which means they have to go back to work. Is that something that you're staring down the bullet hole right now? Think about that. And are you happy about it? Most people do not have any free time. They're in debt. Their job is underpaying them, and they're getting overworked for the underpay. And the economy is never going to be perfect, right? So having additional income of any kind, again, is good, but stress of the workplace, if you could alleviate that by all of a sudden not having to go to work, if you knew that you had other money coming in, would you just all the time be at work? That those days where it's raining, you really want to sleep in and you don't want to call out because you're missing those 8 hours on your check. If you had other money coming in, wouldn't it be easier for you to go ahead and make that call and be like, hey, I ain't making it today? Have you ever thought about that? Now, let's talk about another reason why people need extra money. Bills, cell phone bill, doctor bill, cable, internet, credit cards, travel, electricity, utilities, working out, those gym memberships, they might not have no contracts, but they're still a little expensive, right? Those bills happen no matter what, don't they? Month after month after month, year after year after year, decade after decade after decade. Think about your grandmother, who probably has the same phone number since 1955. She's been paying the bill to the same company month after month after month. Multiply that by 10 million people. How much is that company making, by the way? Have you ever thought about that before? So if people are making money like that, is there any particular reason why you've never thought about doing the same thing? Getting paid residually, because the bills are not going anywhere. They're month after month after month. So now if all of a sudden you could turn that around and start earning income off of that same premise, why wouldn't you try to do it? Because someone's getting paid on all those bills that I just mentioned. Why couldn't you? This particular company has services that everybody is using, everybody is spending money on. And for what they're not spending, maybe you can get them something that they're not spending money. People like to spend money, by the way. There's a misnomer that it's bad to do that, to spend money. And people spend money on crazy, stupid stuff sometimes, don't they? But then there's something that they need and there's something that they want. Why can't you get them both? Especially if they know you. What if all of a sudden you can help people save money on their electric bill each month? What if all of a sudden you could switch them from a particular entertainment service, whether it be satellite TV or internet or whatnot? What if the person is about to come out of contract with their security company? Why can't you set them up with a security company yourself? Right? Think about that. What if you know people who travel a lot? Okay, and all of a sudden you can help them save some money on a family trip somewhere. Or you know somebody who spends a lot of money on groceries or a lot of money. Maybe somebody loves working on old cars, but they're always spending a lot of money on parts. What if you could help them with that? Helping people goes a long way when it comes to making money, if you've never known that before. That's why people who work in customer service are able to keep jobs, because they're helping people. Do you know any business owners out there? If you could get paid for helping people save money in their business, would you do it? Whether it be payment processing, swiping that credit card, there's a lot of people who make a lot of money off of that. Why couldn't you? Healthcare, insurance is kind of important. It's the law. Payroll. You can help people save money on their payroll systems. Why can't you do that? There's a lot of ways that you can help people. And you can make a lot of money off of that. Did you know that if you was to help someone, let's say you knew someone who owned an apartment complex, and you could help them save money on their electric bill, do you know you would get paid a percentage off of that for the rest of your life? That could be $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month forever. That's kind of good money, last I checked, even in America. Okay, so what about being in the industry of health? Now, this is a country where we're still leaving everybody and being fat, right? So guess what? That's a huge industry. Check GNC. In Miami Beach, there's a place called Muscle Beach. You got all those guys who they're pumping iron and all this kind of stuff and everything. Everybody looks like they're on steroids or whatnot. GNC makes a fortune in Miami Beach. I used to see guys come out of there with just boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff. I don't know what it does. It's stuff. Okay? People like to get stuff if they think that it helps them health-wise. If they do the research and they find something that would help them, they'll buy it. So why couldn't you show them certain things that, a company might have and do the same thing? Ever thought about that before? You have something called the internet. It's kind of easy. Right? You have all types of items that you can put in front of a person and let them make a decision. So when you're talking about getting paid when you have a home-based business of any kind, that's kind of important. This particular company that I mentioned has a few ways for you to be able to do it. People know about commission. People sell shoes, they sell cars, and they do all that on commission, but a lot of people complain that those commission rates are not that great most of the time. You have to do so much to be able to earn money from what you offer a person, from what you sell. Okay, cell phones, for example. Cell phones can get kind of dicey. In certain companies, you have to sell so many cell phones just to make a decent commission. Okay, well, let's think on this for a second. What if you could earn 20% on what you offer a person, on everything that you offer? Okay, and you're gonna be reminded you didn't create the company, you didn't put nothing together. You don't spend any of your personal money, advertising, marketing. You don't have a building that you have to lease. You don't have employees. You don't have any of that stuff. Okay, you don't have to do any of the boxing up of product. You don't have anything, but you can make 20% off of everything that you offer a person. That's pretty good, isn't it? And when you think about it. Now, here's the thing. If you can earn 20% off of a lot of those services I mentioned earlier, some of the products, I didn't get into too much detail. I'll do that another time. But if you can make 20%, and then on top of that, some of the services that you currently have in your house now, you wouldn't have to pay for them. Wouldn't that be a good deal? If all of a sudden, let's just say, whatever you might be paying on, I don't know, how much do you spend on coffee at Starbucks each month? How much do you spend on anything health-related, okay, that you might have coming into your household? What about electricity? If all of a sudden you didn't have to spend the electricity bill, wouldn't that be a good thing? When you refer people to items, whether it be a hairstylist, whether it be going to Macy's to buy some shoes, a lot of people, when you do that, they would love to get a referral fee of some sort, right? Or get some kind of a benefit, right? But what if they can get all of that? What if someone that you refer to something, if they was to do the same thing, they could get certain things for free too? Being free and having to pay for it, free is always the better option, isn't it? And if you're benefiting because you're getting paid a percentage of all the business generated because those people referred someone to a service that they got because of you. You see what I'm saying? Now, you know, do you understand that a little bit more now? And again, this is all just because you decided to open your mouth and maybe not even do that because, again, we have something called the Internet. I've always said that until the Internet, you have to pay for it. You got to use it. So whether it be Google Plus or Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or Pinterest or YouTube or email, the more people you talk to and interact with, the better. Because at a certain point, people get stuff because you tell them to get it. It really is that simple sometimes. And when the whole reason for you to be in business is to make money, shouldn't be no problem. Because, again, people go to bad restaurants all the time, and they still eat there. Just the other day, I went to a place where I was going to go watch a game. I was going to eat and watch my favorite game, right? They could never get the game on TV. At the point where I realized I was going to end up eating all my food and not even enjoying my game, at that point, really, I should have left. Really, I should have asked for all my money back. Yeah, the food was okay, but it was the principle of it all, right? There's people who do go through bad experiences and don't change no matter what. So that can't be something that you worry about to an extent. Because just like Walmart doesn't care about all the people that come through their door, they just want a whole bunch of people come through their door because they've opened the store. Customers mean business. They try to provide the best customer service as possible. They can't make everybody happy, can you? Right? So, that being said, you're getting paid to share information, just like all these other companies are getting paid to share information and allowing people to make a decision one way or the other. Everybody's not going to make the same decision, and you shouldn't think that they will, but some of them will, and that's all you really need. If you tell five people about the best thing on earth and those people make a decision to get it, and then those five people turn around and say, hey, you know what? You need to check this out too. Okay? So now all of a sudden the possibilities are endless at the point of there are 7 billion people on the planet Earth. You don't need to talk to all of them. You only need to talk to a few and then see what happens. But you have to be able to get in position to take advantage of it, which means you have to start. In network marketing and direct sales, it's a matter of numbers, just like anything else in sales in general. But the beauty of it is that you don't have to do all the work, and you don't have employees. Everybody's an independent business owner when it comes to network marketing. You just have to be in a position to be able to teach people. Okay. There's someone called J. Paul Getty who said, I'd rather have 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% efforts of my own. Okay, so that simply means that at a certain point, if you can teach other people to do what you do, you're going to benefit. And this is where I'm going to kind of end this particular podcast in a second, because otherwise I'd have to get into really a whole bunch of details I don't want to do right now. But another reason why a person would decide to do their own home-based business, and especially if it was direct sales, is because of the lifestyle. You're able to get more out of life because you're able to spend more time with your family, doing the things that you want to do, having the freedom to say, hey, you know what, I don't have to be here. Bye. I'm making more money on my own than y'all are paying me. Unless y'all want to give me a raise, I'm out of here. You want to be able to say that way before you're 70 years old, don't you? Have you ever seen the movie Raising in the Sun? Sidney Poitier, Ruby Dee? You need to watch that movie. That's a serious movie that everybody should watch. You don't want to be in a position where the only way your family gets a little bit of money is if husband or wife dies. That's not cool. Being your own boss, a lot of people keep complaining that they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, but they keep working for the same people, and they keep doing it even though they know they're not happy. They're getting disrespected, sexism, racism, all this kind of stuff, right? Being able to leave a legacy, I just mentioned it. Being able to leave something for your family when it's time for you to go. Most people can't do it because they've worked years and they don't have nothing to show for it. And also being able to give back is another reason why you would start your own home-based business, is be able to have enough money to where you can actually leave some money in that change drawer and have some spare money to where that person that's on the street, you really want to give them something, and you can do it. People can't do it, though. They can't spare no money. That's gas money. There's people who are still putting $3 in their tank to get home, to get to work. They're still doing it. So, again, if you've really been thinking about doing something more than what you've been doing for however many years you've been doing it, and it's time for you to make a change, again, a home-based business of any kind, whether it be direct sales or you're going to paint, you're going to be a carpenter, you're going to be an accountant, you're going to be a graphic designer, you're going to lawn maintenance, whatever it might be, you need to start thinking about it now. It's 2016 now. All kind of crazy stuff going on in the world, isn't it? You've seen TV. And so you see any indication that things are going to get better, you're fooling yourself, right? You need to be in a position to where if stuff really gets crazy, you can get up and go. And you ain't leaving nobody behind. You can bring everybody with you, right? That means you need extra money. And if you're not happy with the money that you're making, you need to make extra. Working 7 different part-time jobs is not going to do it. First of all, there's not enough hours in the day for 7 jobs, correct? Secondly, taxes is going to mess all your income up anyway. So that's not an answer. So being able to generate your own income is. And then it's a matter of, guess what? You're not limited when you're generating your own income because there are no limitations. The only limitation is you. You can't go into your boss next Monday and say, I want a $15,000 a month raise. You can't do that, can you? And not get accused of being high on drugs, right? When you're working for yourself, you have no limits. You can work as hard or long as you want, be productive as much as you want, and make as much money as someone. You can make as much money as you want. Like, again, you say you want to make $5,000 a month, in direct sales and network marketing especially, you could be told exactly what you would have to do it, then it's up to you to do it. If you have your own business where you're starting from scratch, where you're doing something that you like to do, it's still a matter of, okay, well, how many people do I need to talk to sell this many cakes? How many people do I need to talk to clean that many buildings, if it's janitorial, for instance? How many yards do I have to cut to make this amount of money? And it's up to you to do it. Right? At a certain point, you just have to do it. There is no real excuses anymore when you're starting a home-based business. But again, some people don't start because of time. They don't think they have it. Money, they don't think they have it. Or the knowledge, they don't think they have it. So again, if you're listening, go to www.innovativeenterprises.com. And that's one E in the middle, not two. All one word, innovativeenterprises.com. And you'll see a lot of what I've done for certain companies out there, whether it be logo, whether it be website, all kinds of different things that I've done, business plans, all kind of good stuff for people who want to build their own business doing something that they know how to do. And again, if you don't want to do that, there's an option of direct sales, and I have an option that has worked for a lot of people over the years. There's some people that are in the news and on TV and stuff like that that have a direct sales background. That's how they made millions of dollars. And then guess what? They invested that money and created other businesses on top of businesses, because you're supposed to have seven streams of income coming into your household, and many people only have the one. And whether that be CVS, Walgreens, McDonald's, Burger King, Walmart, Target, Macy's, Sears, Kmart, wherever it might be, Dunkin' Donuts, if someone decides to get rid of you, how long before something bad happens to you and your household? Because, again, rent's still going to be due at the first of the month, job or no job, right? So think about that. 305-204-1826 is the number. Call it. Leave a name and number if you want some more information or get details. I am actually planning a webinar sometime this weekend. I'm not sure when. But if you're following me on social media, check me on Instagram, IMTM1, as M as in Mary, and I'll do an announcement there. Or I should say IMTM Worldwide Radio on Instagram as well. I need to buck up on them just a little bit, but actually follow that one as well. And I'll start making announcements from that page in the near future. But that's going to do it for tonight. Like I said, I just wanted to get on for about 30 minutes and just kind of briefly kind of, you know, roll through the subject matter, because, again, a lot of people want to be in business, and I'm going to get into some other details in regards to just business ownership and things of that nature over the next couple of weeks. I haven't done as many business shows as I wanted to, because I've just been busy. But, you know, whether it be the conceptualization of what the business name is going to be, to getting the business license and work permits and business plans, coming up with that logo the first time, website, all that stuff, it's a lot. It is a lot, okay? But it's not as difficult as you might make it out to be, especially if you have someone to help you do it. Hey, guess what? That's what I do. And then, again, as far as a home-based business that's based off of a franchise that already exists, again, there's still franchises out there that you can, you know, spend a few thousand dollars and get a hold of one and make it into your own. And then there's franchises that are less than $500 that you can start on your own and make a lot of money, but you still have to work. But it's a different type of work, because it's a work that you control. There is no time clock anymore. There is no boss hanging over your shoulder, breathing on your neck in your cubicle anymore. Okay? You can be in bed just like I am doing this radio show right now. Okay? That's an advantage. Now, again, you can keep working 70 hours a week if you want to. Nothing wrong with that. But, again, 70 hours, 30 hours, which one would you rather do and make the same amount of money if it got down to it? You have to start thinking about that depending on how old you are right now, don't you? That being said, that's going to end this particular show tonight. Why start a home-based business of any kind? All right, and again, my name is Chris Royster, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Again, 305-204-1826 for those who are interested in talking about this subject a little bit more. Visit my website, www.innovativeenterprises.com. That's one E in the middle. And you'll be able to check me out there. And, of course, on Instagram, IMTM1. Y'all have a good evening, and talk to y'all soon. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.